Happy December! This is Jan Brett, and this is my December Hedgegram. This month will be spent on the book tour that stretches from the day after Thanksgiving until late December. My publisher, Penguin Random House, sponsored the tour. We thought they really do things right when a brand new bus, which is huge, wrapped with the tail of the tiger slippers, backed into our driveway. Our drivers, Greg and Eddie, are used to driving rock stars, but they couldn't be more professional. We loaded the bus with posters and news notes, my printed illustrated letter to kids about the ins and outs of creating my tiger book, the new posters, and a poster for the snowy nap, my easel and demonstration markers, sound system, and best of all, Hedgie, a character costume that once a human is inside, will greet the children at my signings. After saying goodbye to Little Snow, our Arctic Hare look-alike bunny, and many, many chickens, we took a moment to look at the 23 stops on our three-week tour, knowing from past years it will be an experience to remember. Even though I spend only a precious few minutes with each child, parent, teacher, and librarian every year, I am re-amazed at how we can reconnect in this highly charged situation. I am always revitalized by the dedication of educators across all the states and the vibrancy of the libraries that host my signings. We stop at bookstores as well. Today is my day off, and once the bus stops rolling, I will be in heaven because I can get out my art supplies and work on Cozy, my muskox story set in Alaska. At Christmas time, I will be looking forward to visiting the muskox farm in Palmer, Alaska to see Teal, our symbolically adopted young muskox. I can't wait to see the farm in the snow, surrounded by the beautiful mountains north of Anchorage. I will also be checking in by email with my wonderful editor, Susan Cochin. I worked with a wise and knowledgeable Margaret Frith for 30 years, and when she retired sadly, we made many loved books together, including The Mitten. I began a fruitful and exciting partnership with Susan, and also with Marika Tamura, the miracle-inducing art director. She creates the designs of my books and dazzles with the display type, among other things. I'll be asking Susan what she thinks of me illustrating Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker Suite. I have seen the ballet many times, and I've always dreamed of illustrating the Mouse King, the Nutcracker himself, the land of sweets, and the world of Christmas magic the music evokes. If I get the go-ahead, I will contact my talented wood sculpture friend, Chris Hawley, to see if I can commission a nutcracker of my own. He carved the gold-leaf Polish cockle, hen, and rooster weather vanes for our barn and garage, an octopus sculpture for our house, and two large great blue herons for our house entryway above the wrought iron Annie door for my book, Annie and the Wild Animals. I love when my illustration, our family's mini culture, and Joe's work playing in the Boston Symphony converge. Happy creating, your friend, Jan Brett.